أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون
اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے ہم رمضان میں سے گزرے ہیں.
With the grace of Allah we are passing through the Ramadan and it is 16th fast today, so only 14 days remain, and in the rest of the world they make a decision, and some places there are 13 fast left and some places 14. In any case, Allah has set this month to set right our spiritual and physical conditions, and also to give us means for His forgiveness and to accept our prayers. He has specially ordained this month for us. The verse that I have recited, its translation is, if my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am nearby, for I answer the prayer when one prays to me. Then let them listen to me and put their trust in me so that they may follow true guidance.
یہ آیت قرآن کریم میں ان آیات کے بیچ میں رکھی گئی ہے.
دس ورس از پٹ ان دا مڈل آف دوز ادر ورسز ان وچ دی دیر آر کمانڈمنٹس اباؤٹ رمضان اینڈ اٹس importance, and this month specially is to win Allah's pleasure and also to get our sins forgiven and also our prayers accepted. There is a hadith where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Gabriel came to me and said Ruined be the man who found the month of Ramadan and was not forgiven. There is another report from Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whosoever performs salat in the middle of the night for reward and for sincere view, he will gain great reward. So we see that Allah has told us that we should do fast, and those who sincerely worship Him, He has given them a great reward and station, and has promised to reply to their prayers and answer their prayers. Although Allah always listens to the prayers of those who call upon Him purely being His worshipper. But there is a special circumstance and surroundings during the month of Ramadan, and therefore during this month Allah hears the call of His servants more than previously. As we learn from this hadith in which the importance of Ramadan has been mentioned. Hazrat Salman, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us on the last day of Shaban and said, O people, there comes upon you now a great month and a most blessed month, in which is a night greater in worth than 1,000 months. It is a month in which Allah has made it obligatory that the fasting should be observed by day, and He made the standing in worship at night an option. Whenever he said it's such a month that its beginning 10 days is for mercy, and the second for forgiveness, and the last month to deliver you from the fire of hell. And whosoever fasted during this month, Allah will give him some drink from my spring, that before entering paradise, that he will never feel thirsty again. Therefore, the days of mercy have passed, and now we are passing through the days of forgiveness of sins. And after 3 or 4 days, the last 10 days would start, which is to deliver us from hell. In which there is also a night in which the prayers are accepted. It is a special night in which Allah, whosoever finds that night, will accept his prayers. So the few remaining days should remind us that with the blessing of this month, we should try to benefit from it. We should try to find proximity to our Lord, and we should try to find His mercy, and should try to be wrapped in the sheet of His forgiveness. And we should try to come, let us come out of the hell of material desires, and also try to save us and find the all-powerful God who says in the answer of call of His servant, Inni Qareeb, that I am nearby. But Allah has put certain conditions for it, and it is necessary to fulfill those conditions. Only then we will find His mercy, only then we will get ourselves wrapped in the sheet of His forgiveness, only then we will be able to remove us away from all kind of hell, and only then we will see the sights of acceptance of our prayers. And with respect to this verse, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, when my worshippers ask about me, tell them I am nearby. That those who have believed in Allah and His Messenger, what does Allah want to bless us and favor us with? Something which is within us and not in the others. He says, tell them that I am nearby, that among you and the others there is this difference, that you are near me and you are special to me and the others are removed from me. And when from among you anyone will pray to me, I will answer that prayer. That I have communion with him and have a dialogue with him and will accept his prayers. So therefore the people should accept me and believe in me. That although these surroundings which you have found, which is of acceptance of prayer, in this month the Satan has been put in chain and the paradise has been drawn near, despite that the only that person will benefit from it who will follow my conditions, among which one of the condition is that you should have a certain faith that Allah does exist. You should have certitude for the existence of God that nothing can shake your faith. You should have this certain faith that whatever is in the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between, there is a creator who is lord of all the worlds. He is master of everything. Everything is within his power. And because of his Rabb attribute, without any distinction of a religion, of a race, has looked after their material needs. Even the animals and birds are also benefiting from his attributes, and he has all the perfect attributes. He is neither being given birth to or father of anyone. And so everyone must have a firm faith on this Lord. And the second point is that it is not just that God exists or there is some creator, but the faith must be perfect in Him. And you should also attempt and make effort that whatever faith that we have, whatever prayers and supplication we make, He will accept them and we will try to receive His acceptance. We have to try to find the meeting with the Lord and to find nearness to Him, and for His sake we have to create a righteousness and fear of God and have to purify ourselves. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah says, therefore you should make yourself such that I can communicate with them or have a dialogue with Him. And this is based on perfection of faith. Therefore, we should try to perfect our faith that we should believe that Allah listens to the prayers and answer the prayers. And when one advances in faith, one finds His nearness. And then Allah does have a dialogue with His servant. Because of His Rahman attribute and whatever favors Allah has shown us because of that attribute, and when a man advances in faith, he also shows them the manifestation of Rahim attribute of acceptance of prayer. So this firm faith should be in faith, only then the prayers are accepted. Thirdly, you should have a firm faith that although all the prophets have been raised by God, but now the acceptance of prayer, Allah says to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, now only linking with you the people can see the sights of demonstration of your acceptance of prayers. Allah says that I will have a contact with only those who will have firm faith on my Prophet. So He says, Waiza sa'alaka ibadi, that when my servants ask you, and O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is only you who can truly guide my servants, you can show the path to those who are searching for me. Therefore, your faith must be perfect in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only then you will have an access to God. The others have become histories. Although it is necessary to believe, have faith in all the prophets, but Allah says that the power of showing my path to me is, O the Holy Prophet, is only to you. And the believing in you demands that they should also have firm faith on your prophecies which you have told them, and you should have firm faith and belief that the signs and the fulfillment of the prophecies your true servant, when Allah has raised your true servant in the world, it is necessary, also a necessary condition, to believe in him. Those who will believe Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, only they will have, those who have perfect faith in Allah and in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only they will see the sights of acceptance of prayer more than before. And Allah says they are the people who will hear my voice of Inni Qareeb. Fourthly, the question should be for God and to find Him, and one should have a desire to find God. When you will ask questions about me, when you will ask how to find a meeting with my Lord, Allah will find him nearby. If the call to Allah is only to fulfill your material needs, and you will remember God only when you will have to fulfill some material desire, not for finding Allah, meeting with Allah and also His love. So Allah says this will be one-sided affair. This is selfishness. If you have to hear my voice, fal yastajibu li is what you will have to act upon it. You will have to answer my call. Only then from me you will receive an answer. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has explained it in this way, that Allah says that they should accept my commandments and believe in me so that they receive my blessings. And the fifth point for acceptance of prayer is that a man should try to save himself, protect himself from all kinds of sins. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ujibu da'wat da'i iza da'an, that I accept the repentance of a man, Allah says that this is true when a man accept or repents truly with sincere feelings. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, if this was not the condition by God, then it was difficult for the repentance to be accepted. Whatever you accept with true feelings and sincerely, then Allah will also fulfill all the promises which He has made for those who repent. And then the manifestation of His light start within him when a man says and resolves that I will protect myself from all sins. And at the same time, he's also calling on God that, oh, my Lord, where are you? I, according to the method which your prophet has said, I repent for my sins and I pray to be delivered of these sinful acts. My sinful acts, please deliver me from it. Then this prayer will pull Allah's blessing and will be accepted. A man who purely bows to God, he will hear the Inni Qareeb voice. Therefore, the deliverance from sins to make the true servant and for the acceptance of prayer is necessary. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that you must remember that the first and foremost prayer is that a man should be pray to be purified of his sins, and this is the center of all the prayers. And if this prayer is accepted and a man has been purified of all involvement in sinful life and he becomes purified for the sake of Allah, then whatever other prayers he asks for, he need for other reasons, he doesn't have to ask for them. They automatically are fulfilled. So if you have to fulfill your other desires, then you should act upon this recipe which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given you, and you need to act upon it. As Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that you should pray for purifying yourself, and then Allah in any difficult situation will help His servant, and He will show him a manifestation of Inni Qareeb and will take him in His lap and fulfill all his needs. This is one condition which has been mentioned earlier, but it has been put separately, that Hazrat Promised Messiah has said that for acceptance of prayer you need to give precedence to faith over worldly matters. You will have to leave the inclination to worldly matters, and there is a sentence in our bayah and in the Khuddamul Ahmadiyya's covenant that we should give precedence to faith over worldly matters. And then the other condition is that he should make the support of faith and will give it a precedence over all his relations and all other his material requirements. So whatever whatever actions man commit, he should always first think and know that I am a Muslim. I am that Muslim who has also believed in the true slave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's my effort that I should never do commit an act which should disgrace the faith. More than me and more than my family, I need the dignity and honor of the faith. for the sake of faith, even if I have to suffer a material loss, I will not hesitate. And every Ahmadi must resolve this. And then Allah says, only then I will accept your prayers and show you the sights of the acceptance, my acceptance. And the seventh condition is that you should engage in prayer to advance your faith and your actions, and constantly you should adhere to this. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, therefore I counsel you that you should try to advance your spiritual and other states, engage yourself in prayer. Therefore when Allah said, فَلْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, that you should then let them listen to me and put their trust in me and believe in me, and to attain this, that answering the call of God, they should also try to correct their conduct and to advance it. We have to advance the states of our faith. We need prayers to find the greatest proximity to God. And this is a prayer which is a means of acceptance of others' prayers also. A believer's step does not stand still at one point. When a believer does good deeds, there are different stages of it, and the field of progress is wide open. When a believer believes, there are stages to advance in faith. Therefore, for acceptance of prayer, you should make an effort and pray to advance in those stages. The more your stages will increase, the more you will become near God, the quicker you will get an answer of your prayers. And the eighth point is that whatever natural law Allah has set in motion, you should pray keeping within that natural law, and that prayer is accepted. And if the prayer is outside that natural law, the prayer is not accepted, no matter how much shouts and cries and supplicates one. Allah says that only those prayers I will hear which is within my conditions and my natural law. Therefore, it is necessary to follow His commands to get the acceptance of prayer. Allah says, you should do your duty to fellow human being. And whatever commandments there are to do your duty to fellow human beings, but if a man is not discharging his duty in this respect, and were to ask God that although I am not doing that, but you always show your mercy, such a prayer will not be accepted. Some people take their children away from the mothers, or some mothers hurt the husbands, but not only they pray themselves, that that whatever they are praying, that we should have that they should have no protection of the mother. They also pray to ask me to pray that, oh, please pray that Allah should deprive them from the protection of mother and father. Allah says that the commandment is neither the you should hurt father because of child, nor mother because of child, you should hurt them. And when they quarrel, and there are cases, go to the qaza board, and both of them would start fighting, and they are doing such prayers against each other, and are depriving each other of their rights. So such prayers after such conduct cannot be accepted, because Allah does not accept the prayers against His teaching. Hazrat Muslim Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, has also said that a man went on pilgrimage to the house of Allah and was praying that, O Allah, that my beloved should will not like her husband so that I can marry her. And then other person says that I say two prayers before robbery that Allah may help you. Then God forbid, as though Allah also wants to involve, they also want Allah in their evil deeds. Then there are also so-called peers, they claim for acceptance of their prayer, and the ignorant people are affected by them and impressed by them. And there are such stories, they say, of acceptance of prayer which are totally false and against the Sharia law. And this is the same way those who did talisman and others, they also deceive the ignorant. Allah does not accept such prayers, nor such people are near God. They are all false claims. Thank God that we Ahmadis who have believed in the Imam of the time are free of such ignorance. Therefore, you should make your prayers in such a way, and you should ask other people to pray such things which should guide you to Allah's path and grant you nearness of God. Then you should also keep this point in view, which is the ninth point, that for the acceptance of prayer, you must always remember that prayers should not be said in the time of adversity and problems. You don't say prayers only when you are in trouble, but in peace and good circumstances, you should also remember God. You should not turn to good deeds during Ramadan, but in the normal days, you should pay attention to good deeds. Then the prayers which you say during Ramadan, they are accepted more than previously. The tenth point is that according to the path which Allah has shown, there is also a condition to accept that this should not have such prayer that you get tired and give it up. You should not say that I have prayed and it not accepted. Promised Messiah says that someone can never benefit from prayer as long as he does not reach the limits of his patience and sincerely be engaged in prayer continuously. He says that Jacob's son Joseph, when because of the cunning of his brothers was separated, then for 40 years Jacob continued to pray for him. If he was quick then and impatient, there would have been no result of the prayers. And he continued to engage for 40 years in prayer and believed in the power of God, and in the end his prayers pulled him to him. And then some people even said, you uselessly remember Joseph. But he said, I know from God what you, but the knowledge that you lack. So when Allah had to make them deprived of the acceptance of prayer, he would have answered immediately. And the acceptance of prayers of a prophet is far more, because his relationship with God is far more than a common believer. But Promised Messiah says to extend this period is a proof of acceptance that no one will reject the prayer of someone to let him continue to pray for such a long time. Even those who are not so generous, even they will not do to let the beggar sit on his door, and then in the end he does give and favor him in some way or the other. Allah is so near you that he will not reject you. Even if you were to sit on a miser's door, and if you beggar is sitting for a long time, even a miser man does give him something. So constancy and patience is also a condition of prayer. This has always been the tradition of the divine jamaats, that the more they get the opportunity for prayer, Allah has always treated them in such a way that Allah's doors of blessings are open. So in Pakistan and in other countries where they are putting restrictions on Ahmadis, they must not worry. They should continue to remain steadfast. Inshallah, Allah's help will come, and the clouds of worries will go away. And Allah has, although Ahmadi is always constant, but you will see more sights of Allah's help. So, benefiting from this Ramadan, you should continue to beg from Allah and be constant at His threshold, and you say that this will certainly give our prayers a station of acceptance. So you should try to benefit, every Ahmadi should try to benefit more than other before. The 11th point for acceptance of prayer is that we should try to gain the highest standard of prayer. You should be humble and supplicate deeply in such a restlessness which like a child is shouting for the help from mother. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that the babe does not even know the name of prayer. Why? What is the reason that his cries bring the milk out from the mother? And by giving this example, he has reminded us that those prayers which you do with deep application, pull Allah's blessing, grace, and are accepted. He says, I say truly that if our cries is so restless, it will excite His mercy and His grace, and it will pull it. So therefore, you should wake up in the middle of the night, and with deep supplications and deep humility, you should present your difficult to God, and such a prayer should reach such a level as though you are suffering a death, and then it reaches the stage of acceptance. Therefore, acting upon the commands of Allah, answering His call by perfecting your faith, whatever prayers will be said, that such prayers will be answered by God. Then Promised Messiah says that such people will be included among those who are included among Yashadun. They will be guided ones. Whatever path which the Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, has told them to reach God, they will continue to walk that path always, and they will always answer the call of Allah, and they will continue to follow the stages of faith. They will not question where Allah is, but they will, by attaching themselves with the Holy Prophet, by attaining high standards, they will see their beloved right face to face. And according to the hadith of the Holy Prophet, that they would reach not only that God is watching them, but they will raise such a level in their worship in which they will also be seeing God. So in this Ramadan we should attain these standards. When you will find this Miraj, the highest point, our prayers will gain proximity to God, will become the ascension of our fast or Miraj of fast, and our fast will become our Miraj. And as Promised Messiah has said, that Ramzan is come from the root Rams, and Rams means the heat of the sun. It has two heats. One is to give up food, and secondly to find an excitement and an enthusiasm for acting upon the commands of Allah. As Allah says, "Fal yastajibuli," that they should answer my call. This heat which Allah, which Ramadan, this Ramadan has produced in us, we should benefit most from this Ramadan and from worship during this Ramadan, and we should act upon it and try our utmost to do it. We should act upon this command of Allah more than before. That by understanding the purpose of our creation, you should pay attention to my worship, and also pay attention to doing your duty to fellow human being. And this is also a command of Allah, that those who do not pay attention to the duty to men, he does not cannot do his duty to God. So therefore, to act upon this command of Allah, that they should answer my call and believe in me, it is necessary to discharge both kinds of duties which I mentioned. Only then we will be called those who are truly guided. Only then Allah will answer our calls. So when it is said that Quran was revealed about Ramadan, it means that the commands of the Holy Quran, they should remind us to worship God and also remind us to serving mankind. During the Ramadan, a believer pays special attention to it. For doing your duty for both rights, you should create a passion for it by reminding us for the serving mankind. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that whosoever will help, will feed the fast, one person who is fasting, to break his fast, his sins are forgiven and he is delivered from the punishment of fire. The Holy Prophet's action and conduct during the Ramadan was that he used to give in charity. He used to be so open-handed that as though there is a strong wind, and he was spending like that in charity. It was so because that with your duty to God, you have be given the command of duty to man. Even on this, you should act more during Ramadan than previously. Therefore, it is the duty of every believer that to advance in belief and to act upon the commands of Allah, he should pay special attention in this month. It is great favor of Allah, as I've said earlier, that every year the month of Ramadan, prescribing the month of the fasting during Ramadan, Allah says that this month in which the Holy Quran was revealed, about which there is teaching of the Holy Quran, by fasting during this month for the spiritual advancement, you should create a stir in you and a heat within you, and pay special attention to this, and include yourself among those who are guided ones. Among those guided people whose standards always continue to rise. By acting on such deeds, you should develop an enthusiasm and a pleasure which Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Only then the Ramadan will help you. Only then you will advance in faith, or will be called those who are advancing in faith. Only then you will be called the guided ones. And then you will hear the loving voice of your Lord and find the true, you will see the sights of Ujibo Dawat Dai Izadan. So this person, makes it clear why the Ramadan has been, the fasting has been made obligatory for you. Why is the Holy Quran has special link with it? Because you can create a special surrounding of heat in your effort, and by understanding your duty to God and to duty to man, you will be given most opportunity, and whatever lacks and laziness you have shown during the year, you can recompense it. May Allah enable us to gain such a standard which is expected by God from His true servants. We should find that heat of spiritual heat as a result of which our prayer should reach the throne of God and find acceptance, and we see the standard of Islam and Ahmadiyyat hoisting throughout the world. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
افسوسناک خبر ہے.
Huzur says there is a depressing news, a sad news. Recently in Karachi, two doctors have been martyred. This is what they think, they are earning great reward by martyring Ahmadis. First is Dr. Hamidullah Sahib. At the time of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih III, his dedication was accepted and was sent to Gambia as a doctor. Then Sierra Leone, Liberia, Ghana and other places he was appointed and served greatly. And because the situations were not very easy for the doctors, he gave great sacrifices. In 1990, with the permission from Khalifatul Masih IV, he came to Karachi and opened his own clinic. He was also Secretary Salah Shad in the local Jamaat. He was a very enthusiastic caller unto Allah, and that is why the opponents used to watch him, and sometimes he was threatened because he had converted many to Ahmadiyyat. And when he was coming to home from his clinic, they abducted him, and on the way they fired at him and killed him, and his body was found later on. Their four children are also doctor. The second person who is martyred is Professor Dr. Sheikh Mubashir Ahmed Sahib. He was martyred on 24th of September. He's also from Karachi. He was coming out of his clinic. Then he was going for clinic from home. Then two people were standing outside and killed him. He was taken to clinic, but he could not survive and suffered martyrdom. His nephew was also martyred at the same place in 2006. He was principal of College of Nursing and was professor. He was good social worker. So these people do not spare even a serving man who serves mankind because he's an Ahmadi. May Allah raise the spiritual standard of both of these martyred ones and grant patience and to those who are left behind. I will lead funeral in absentia for both of them after Jummah.
عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله